Today, we're going to sum it up by focusing on the man, all right? By focusing on the king, all right? How many of you believe that there's so many kings that we've experienced here in this world, but they all die? There's what you call the king of rock and roll. He died back then, all right, back in the 70s, all right? Never raised up from the dead. His name is Elvis, if you don't know. Recently, okay, somebody died. The king of pop died. All right, and we all have the memories in the 80s. I'm an 80 guy, all right? So nothing beats the 80s. Kaya yung took yung sounds namin, cha 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 cha. All right, it's the 80s. Eh sila pastor dan iba yata yung ngayon. All right. So we're the 80s. So the king of pop died. He was a king in his own right, but he's still dead. But we have the king, all right? Basically ran for president. I don't know what happened to him. Suddenly he died. He endorsed San Miguel beer. The king of, all right, Philippine movies. The king of Pepin Kaliwete, all right. Fernando Poe Jr., the king himself, died and is still there. But we have a king who rules and reigns, and that's what we're going to talk about today. I want to ask you to stand on your feet as we give honor and respect to God's word as we read Matthew chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. Here's what it says, Matthew chapter 5 and 6. Ito po sinasabi ng Bible, in Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, for this is what the prophet has written, but you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler, who will what? Who will be the shepherd of my people, Israel. Let's start with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you would give us the full understanding and enable us to encounter and experience you, especially the season of Christmas. Lord, I pray that we will all have a Merry Christmas, not because of the things that we see here and there, what we receive, but what's important is you being the center of our lives. And that's why I'm asking you, Lord, that you bless the preaching of your word. Bless everyone's hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Please take your seat. The scripture that we read basically was quoted from a prophecy made by a prophet by the name of Micah. Okay, the great prophet Micah prophesied about the promise of God that there will be a ruler that is about to be born, and this ruler will be born in the very place where it's not the kind of significant place there is that we know, a very least small place, and yet it was prophesied that great things will come from that very place. And I want to quote basically what the prophet Micah just prophesied, that it was given as a promise of God that salvation, at the same time, a Savior will be born to redeem and save the whole Jews. Let's read there in the book of Micah chapter 5, if I'm not mistaken, verse 2. It says here, but you, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, again, it says small, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Verse 5 or verse 4, he will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely, for then this greatness will reach to the ends of the earth. One thing very important is that don't you ever, ever underestimate anyone. Never underestimate a certain place, a certain people, but those kinds of places, those who are least, are very peculiar, are the ones that God would probably choose for greatness to begin. And we might be small as a nation, but let me tell you, I could be small, but in the eyes of everybody, I could be terrible. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me today? Well, that place was a small place, very insignificant. No really great things happened, but the promise of God, out of this small place, the list of the nation will come great. Our ruler will be born. There is a promise. It says a leader, a ruler, who will be a shepherd. And today we want to talk about that promise that was fulfilled, which speaks of the great king. And he's not a king, but he is a shepherd king. Everybody say Shepherd King. That Shepherd King is no other than Jesus. He's not just the king that we know, but he's a shepherd. And we're going to talk about that later on. But I want to give you a little background of the Jews here, that what happened, they missed the whole point. They basically received the promise, but yet they missed it because of a different kind of perspective, a different kind of their own understanding, that they're expecting a different kind of king. The kind of king that will give them freedom, that would liberate them, that would redeem them from the oppression of the Romans. The kind of king that they expect would come is what you call a warrior king, a type which is like Alexander the Great, where a vast army will rise up and all the soldiers, different kinds of soldiers with different kinds of weapons that will take hold and siege the whole place of the Jews for them to be liberated. The point is, they have a different expectation. They have a different understanding. But it was a different kind of king. You know, the lesson sometimes is, I hope we should not miss the real message of what Christmas is about. Probably in the eyes of the world, in the media, in the prints, in the internet, they will tell you the kind of Christmas that we lived in. That it's about giving, it's about sharing. Yes, it's good. Wow, it's cool for us to be blessed and for us to buy gifts for others. But the question is, why are we doing that? Is it just mere words? Or probably we're doing all these kinds of traditions. We're doing all these kinds of beliefs, but yet we miss the very valuable point of Christmas, which is Christ Himself. Are you here with me? There's a big difference as we missed. I hope we will not miss Christmas. For them, the warrior king represents a political rulership or political rule, while when you talk about a shepherd king, it's about spiritual leadership or being a spiritual leader. Have you ever heard of people once before they were elected in certain positions, they give a lot of promises? Diba, ang dami nilang mga sinasabi na pagbabago, we're gonna talk about change, we're gonna talk about overhauling the system, we're gonna talk about transformation. Hello, have you heard about that? But yet, how many people have promised about change, and the moment that they were in the position, change is not really there? There is such a disappointment on our part. And why is that? Well, I believe solely that part of transformation that will take place, is it about political? Is it about us being leaders of the military? Is it about us having the power or the position? I believe if we can transform lives of people, then we are to set an example by us being spiritual leaders. Are you here with me? That's why I salute our Victory Group leaders, because they invested so much. They actually paid the price, laying down their lives, taking time to call you, call people, bringing them out, having coffee. I mean, just basically blessing them with meals just for them to engage with you, to share one-to-one, and later on, help you with your steps of your growth towards Christianity. If you want to see some change, well, it should start from the real change. It should start from within. And it has something to do with spiritual leadership. Emphasize about this kind of leadership in Matthew chapter 20. Ito po sinasabi ng Bible, when the ten heard about this, they were indignant with the two brothers. Do you still remember the story between James and John? You know, they wanted to be close with Jesus, that they wanted to be at the right hand of Jesus. And Jesus said, it is not for me to give that to you. Remember, alakas ng tating, Lord, favor naman. Lord, gusto ko yung close tayo. Lord, gusto ko yung tipong, ano lang naman, yung nasa tabi mo ako, nasa right ako, yung utol ko nasa left. Tipong tayo yung nagro-rule, tayo yung magaling, tayo yung sikat. Jesus probably scratching his head and say, you don't know what you're saying. Here's what he said. Jesus called them together. Guys, come in. All right? These two guys here, there's a big mistake. He said, you know that the rulers of the Gentiles lorded over them, and their high officials exercised authority over them, but not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great, you want to become great? Here's what Jesus said. You must be your what? Servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, yet he was king. He did not come to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for what? For many. Here, Jesus was emphasizing the kind of leadership that we need to portray, that he exemplified, that he was the example of what the true king is, of what the true ruler, a leader is. And he emphasized the point of being a servant. Now, as a king, yes, he was a king, but he's there to serve. I don't know for you, but how many of you are satisfied with our present, with our current president, President Noynoy? Lift up your hands. You're satisfied. I mean, you're okay with that. Just one guy? Just the two of us? You're not satisfied with the president that we have? Listen, I didn't vote for him, but I prayed for him. I prayed for his success. He's our president. Whether you like him or not, you need to pray for him. Because he's the God-given president. You understand me? But yet, I don't know if he comes here probably and visit us and check us out at Victory Metro East, if he would say, "Hey, Pastor Mark, you know, wow, President Noynoy, you call me? You call my name? Woo! Man, the president called my name. That's cool." Diba, parang, grabe. Ah, kilala mo ako. Presidente! Unless talagang close kayo ni Noynoy. Meron ba sa inyo rito, kamag-anak kayo ni Noynoy, close talaga kayo? Meron ba ganon? Wala, wala naman. Oh, pareho lang tayo pala. Alright. Imagine if President Noynoy is the president and would spend 5 minutes just sitting there in front with me. Mark, how's life? How's okay, sure. How about you, sir? How's your love life? You want to give? Let me give you some advice, you know. All right, okay. Just imagine, di ba? Parang presidente, kinausap ka, kaibigan mo, kadikit mo. Imagine rubbing shoulders with the president, di ba? But I guess for some, most of us, millions of Filipino, know him as president, but not really knowing to the point of us having a relationship with him. You know, the good thing about the shepherd king is when he came on earth, he came to serve you. He didn't just come to serve you, but he came for a reason, to give his life to all of us. Can you say amen to that? John chapter 10, verse 14 to 17, here's what it says. John chapter 10. "I am the good shepherd," Jesus said. "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen, but I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again." He's the kind of shepherd, the kind of king, who have laid down his life for all of us. And even at this moment, I would like to commend our volunteers who pay the price. Because actually, there will be no servants. There will be no service without us understanding the cost. There's a price that we need to pay. It depends on how much willing you want to pay for the price. And the volunteers that we have are business people. They are married people. They have their own lives. But they would come here before the service, start to prepare themselves to serve you. Just imagine the ushers would come here. There are people like Leo and some of the guys here who would come before 10 a.m., before the service starts, preparing to serve you, to usher you on their seats, to clean up some mess. There are these musicians that God has used their talents just to be here, not to create a name for themselves, but simply to serve God. They paid the price. And sometimes, before we had this facility, alam mo yung mga yan, nagpa-practice sa ibang studio. Sila mismo nagbabayad. When I learned about this, man, how come we're not paying for, I mean, they're serving us. We need to pay for their practice. They're the ones shelling out money. They're the protect team who does our PowerPoint. This man you're the newest guy, Ronnie. Wow, you're being promoted, all right? Ronnie's been a security, an usher, an admin, and right now, first time to be a protect, holding that and say, "Hey, look, Pastor, time na, 10 minutes ka na lang." Do you realize, this man, they have their own businesses. What are they doing here? The teachers, volunteers of Kids Church. Do you know why they are there? You know how many kids we serve? We reach sometimes 400 kids, 362, around 400 serving the kids. Why? Because they understand the future of this nation lies in the way we put some values to your own kids. Do you realize this? And that's the kind of servants that God is looking for, that He set a pace for us to follow. Are you here with me? John chapter 10, verse 2 to 5. It says, "The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of a sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him." For him represents what? The shepherd. "And the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." Do you realize the shepherd king that we have knows every person, knows you very well? Do you realize that he has a voice that he wants you to understand because he wants to relate to all of us? Do you realize that this shepherd king is the kind of person who wants to spend time with you, talking to you, you trying to know him, and him just a blessing for you to relate to him? Do you realize how important this is to him? He knows you by name. He knows every strand of your hair that you don't know. He knows exactly what's going on in your life. He knows your fears. He knows your insecurities. He knows the kind of success that he will bring you. You have to realize that he's not the kind of a shepherd king who's like a warrior king who will coerce demands because of his voice. He will not do that. You know why? Because he's a gentle, tender kind of shepherd king, that the way he relates to us is a very loving way. Listen, the shepherd king that we have is not the kind of king who gets upset. He doesn't get disappointed. He doesn't count your faults. 10 times ka na. Tagas ng ulo mo. He's not like that. He doesn't get really upset to the point of getting angry and wants to get his rod to punish you. He is not like that. The shepherd king that speaks here is a gentle, tender, and he wants to deal with you in a very loving way, not for you to feel rejected, but for him to accept you as who you are. Do we have a great shepherd king? He's the kind of king that waits for you. That's the kind of leadership that portrays here. Do you realize that there are different kinds of sheep? There are the kinds of sheep who's what you call a solitary sheep. Ito yung tipong sheep na who's a loner. The kind of sheep we're in, he has problem basing his own issues. The kind of sheep we're in, he has problems with his own self, his own selfishness, his own habits, and yet he strays. There are sheep like that who's probably come here on a Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they're not the kind of sheep that God expects. They're out of the sheep pen. Do you hear me? And they're the kind of sheep that the problem is about themselves. They need that shepherd in their lives. There's another kind of sheep, which is a hurting sheep. A hurting sheep is someone who basically have experienced abuse. They were abused, they can advantage of, and probably the other men out there, other leaders, whom they have trusted, and yet they were abused for a certain way, like taking advantage of their money, of their talents, violating them, trying to lord over them, put such demands and pressure. Hello? They're hurting. And some of you probably might be ending up as the kind of sheep who's hurting deep within you. You need some healing. There are the starving sheep who's probably the kind of sheep wherein you need such strength. You need a balanced diet. That's why a sheep doesn't come here on a Sunday and be fed on a Sunday. And from the rest of the day, you work out on your way. Hello? That's why God did say, go and make disciples. Why? Because God didn't say, hey, look, just come on a Sunday and get blessed. No, he says, go and make disciples. Where do you, making disciples happens? In victory groups. That's why we keep emphasizing this. Do you understand me? It's so important. There are sheep probably who's starving to death. They need someone who could lead them. They need someone who could guide them and share to them God's word. They're the kind of sheep who's wandering. These are the kind of sheep who has an independent kind of spirit. They wanted to do their own way. When it comes to God's will, alam ko naman yan. Tama naman talaga yan. Pero ito ako, ito yung gusto kong gawin eh. Eh, tama naman yan. Sinasabi nga ng Bible yan. Pero ito yung feeling ko eh. And they're wandering sheep. And if you put them together, you know what? They are lost sheep. They are lost. And if you're not going to get with your senses, you might be lost. Where Luke chapter 15 speaks of what? Speaks of the kind of heart that Jesus gave this kind of story where he says, suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. 100, 99, and then one got lost. Jesus said, does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? After that, when he finds that lost sheep, ano gagawin ni Lord? Kukuha siya ng rod, papaluin niya, pambira, tikas ng ulo mo. Sinabi ko na sa iyo, ganito, o yan, hindi ka nahigiling, bahala ka. Ayan, sige, magdusa ka. Ayan, sige, maano ka sa utang. Is God like that? No, here's what he says. And when he finds it, he joyfully, wow, I got my sheep back. You're lost, but I found you right now for the longest time. He's there waiting for you, and he puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Have you seen that picture of a shepherd where there's a sheep that, diba, he carries and puts it on his shoulder? That's the kind of sheep, a lost sheep that was found. I have a question for you today. Is Jesus the kind of shepherd where you are inside of his sheepfold? Or probably you are a wandering sheep. You are a starving sheep. You are the kind of sheep who is hurting. And you are a sheep who is isolated. Well, Jesus, the kind of leader, shepherd king, is he's there to pursue you no matter what. Can you say amen? Amen. He would pursue you no matter what. In John chapter 10, verse 11 to 13, I'm about to close. John chapter 10. Verse 11 to 13, it says here, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd laid down his life for what? For the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, all right, the sheep started to become prey. There's a predator. There's wolf. There are lions, all right? There are those bears. It's about to hurt the sheep. He abandons the sheep and runs away. Why is that? Because that's not a true shepherd. They would leave and abandon in times of crisis. They won't be there for you. Then the wolf attacks in the flock and scatters it. But the man who runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for that sheep. Let's move on. Think about this. God's heart is found in verse 28. Here's what he says, I give them eternal life that they shall never perish, and no one can snatch them out of my hand. Listen to them. If you are a sheep that's under the shepherd king, let me tell you this, nobody and nothing else will snatch you away from the hand of the great shepherd king that we serve. Can you say amen? Is that a good news? Amen. What kind of sheep are you? Will you make Jesus your good shepherd? Will you make Jesus the shepherd king that the Bible has promised us that he is our shepherd king? Jesus came to serve. Jesus came to relate. Jesus came to pursue us and to protect us. And that's why as we talk about the Shepherd King, ladies and gentlemen, this Christmas will never be the same again. You know why? Because Christmas is about having what? Christmas is about having Christ, our King, who will take care of us all. Jesus is the Shepherd King who will take care of us all. Don't you ever say, well, I don't have this. I'll not be able to receive that. It doesn't matter, my friends. It doesn't matter what car you're driving. It doesn't matter what house. What matters is this Christmas is a totally different Christmas. It's a merry Christmas because it's having Christ, our Shepherd King, who will take care of all of us. Is that a great news? Can we just bow our heads today and just search our hearts as this season brings good tidings, great promises, greater gifts await for us? Big question is, What about you? Is Jesus your own shepherd king? Are you the kind of sheep who wanders? Maybe you're lost, you're starving, you're hurting, you're in isolation. Well, God is running after you. God waits for this moment because He can able to relate to your situation. Would you allow Him to? Would you allow Christ, the Shepherd King, to come to you and relate to you and bring you back to the fold and say, I want you to experience my love. I want you to experience my nature. That's why Jeremiah chapter 31, it says, the Lord appeared to us in the past saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love, for I have drawn you with loving kindness. This is the same Shepherd King that He is. If you're here this evening, probably you're wandering away, your heart is not right, maybe you're lost, maybe He's not really your Shepherd King at all. Well, today, He could have a great Christmas if you make Him your Shepherd King. Would you lift up your hand and say, yes, I want to come back to Christ. I don't want to be isolated. Yes, I'm hurting. I have this issue, but I want to come back to Christ because He's there pursuing me. He's not giving up on me. How can I say no to Him? How can I say no to my God who never gives up on me? Lift up your hand if that's you and say, I want to come back to Christ. Lift up your hand and say, that's me. I want to have a great Christmas. Lift up your hands. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else? The Lord knows you. The Lord wants to bring you back. The Bible says God wants to draw you with His loving kindness. For He has loved you with an everlasting love. Would you say no to His love right here, right now? He is a Shepherd King. Lift up your hands. Anyone else? I just want to pray for you. Thank God. Anyone else? Lift up your hands. Praise you, Jesus. Lift up your hands and say, Lord, I want you to be my Shepherd King. I don't want to wander away anymore. Lord, I have lots of problems. It's because of my own. But Lord God, I'm coming to you because you're running after me. For the last time, lift up your hands. I just want to pray for you. If you lifted up your hand, is that okay? All of you lifted up your hands up high. Would you stand up on your feet? I just want to pray for you, wherever you are. Sa lahat lang po nagtaas ng kamay, just stand up on your feet. Sa lahat lang po nagtaas ng kamay, I just want to pray for you specifically. God wants to relate to you individually in a personal way. If you lifted up your hand, just stand up. If you're the kind of sheep, stand up and say, God, I want to meet with you. I want you again be my shepherd. Lord God, enough is enough. Praise God. I just want to pray for you. Father, I am asking you that you are our good shepherd. You are the great shepherd, Lord. And Father, you said that you laid down your life for us. And as part of laying down your life for us, Father, you promised that you will grant us eternal life. Father, whatever happens in the past, Father, I thank you that you're cutting that. Even as we're standing up, Lord God, I pray for every person that they would repent and turn away from their own wicked ways. That they would turn from their own selfishness, but they would receive you once again and make you Shepherd King. Just say this prayer, Lord Jesus, say this, Lord Jesus, I acknowledge you as my Shepherd King. Lord, I'm asking you, bring me closer to you like never before. I want to enjoy my Christmas season this year because I have you. For you are my Shepherd King. Lord, I repent of all my sins. Forgive me. Lord, make me to be your sheep once again. Father, bless your people. Bless every sheep who have wandered. Lord, I pray whatever condition, Father, you said that you will restore every soul. You will lead us, Lord God, behind quiet waters, Lord. And Father, I pray for peace to come upon everyone's heart. Lord, whatever problem, situation they're experiencing, Lord, I pray that you take it away and give them the peace that we don't deserve. Father, I bless these people. Thank you for their lives. Bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Can we ask everyone to stand on their feet? Let's give the Lord a big, big hand right now. Pastor Alfred, would you come up and speak blessing once again over us? Let's pray a prayer.
Let's raise our hands to the Lord right now. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you. Thank you that we can have a merry, merry Christmas because you came and you died on the cross for us. Lord, as we leave from this place today, I pray that your presence will go with us, that your blessing will be upon us, Lord, that your peace will overflow us and will envelope us, Lord. Bless us today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. God bless you all.